Thanks for coming, Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Seems like you guys really played a smart third period, kind of shutting it down there. That's something you've kind of seen lately in the stretch of you have that small lead kind of being able to close teams out.
Yeah, the theme after the second was just keep the game simple. Get pucks out when we can, and we're going to spend a little time in the offensive zone. I thought we created a little bit, but give Edmonton credit, they pushed. But we were, we bogged it down pretty good in the middle there, so I didn't think we gave them a whole ton, but it was, sometimes you got to play the simple game, and that's what we did tonight, and fortunately for us, it worked out.
Seven straight games, you've allowed two or fewer goals. How much pride do you take in that? Because I know that's something that you guys have really worked towards this year.
Yeah, heard me say it before. You two or less, you're giving yourself a really good chance to win the game. You start giving up three and more, three's in the balance, four, you're in trouble. And you don't want to be in a situation where you're trying to score your way out of games. You've got to defend to win games. And that's something I think our guys have really, attached themselves to, and they take pride in it. And it's something we've been working on, from training camp on. And I know it wasn't pretty, I guess, early on, but you're going to go through some growing pains. And but fortunately for us, it's clicking now for us. And then when we do break down, the goaltending's been there for us. It's been great.
Coop, Yanni played so well, he just wasn't getting rewarded. How nice it's seen the last 2 games.
Yeah, put them in both in the same spot. And it's how it goes, right? You don't score for a long time, and then all of a sudden they start coming for you. Probably when you get that one, it probably, it's a little, what do they say? Takes the monkey off your back, or whatever the term is. But tonight, Maroon hadn't scored in a while, Seti hadn't scored in a while, and so to get those guys some goals, it's we need to win.
Been to putting Gauntz at four. I know you didn't have other options with the injuries, but you can play 7D, I guess.
You could, but we kind of liked the way it was going, and we just tried to put him in situations, for have a little bit of success. But he's not a rookie. He's played in the NHL before, and he's a vet, and so. The one thing is, when you put a defenseman up, he's usually not taking chances, so he was always above, he was on his checks, and got pucks out when he needed, and then he ends up getting a helper, so good night for him.
You've put together this stretch, I think it's 21 wins in 24 games now. A lot of the time, it includes a lot of time you spent away from home, all-star break mixed in, cross-country travel. Mm-hmm. Now the injuries the last few games, a lot of speed bumps, you've been able to a hurdle no matter what's been thrown.
Yeah, we've been navigating it. Somewhat well. Injuries are tough, but everybody has them. I mean, you look across the team we played tonight, and you're missing one guy that's got 19 goals and another guy that's an all-world player. So it's part of the game. So you can't have that outlook of like, oh my gosh, poor us, we're hurt. Everybody gets hurt. It's kind of tough that we've had, some pretty big names go down here, but it doesn't look like it's, hopefully not long term, and hopefully we can get him back here soon.
Thoughts on Cassian getting his skate to the chest there? I
probably can't comment on that.
What's it mean when Braden Point passes the puck to Cedric Paquette in a situation like that? He's obviously aware that it's been a while since Seti found the back.
Well, it's you win as a team, and if you're gonna have success, you do it as a team, and guys are looking out for each other, and so. You almost knew when he was picking up that puck, he was going to pass it to him. And the guys are looking out for each other, and that's when you get that close bond. Guys are selfless and putting team first. It's a good sign.
Shen played like 2 games in a 2-month span when you guys had that stretch. What do you think about the way he's been able to step in here at the last?
Well, you need the depth. He's doing what he does. I mean, he's boxing out. He's blocking shots. He's getting pucks out. And he's contributing, and it's like I said, we've been giving up one a game here for the last little while, and he's been a big part of that.
Good. Thank you.
Yep.
Noon, Brandon, tomorrow.